You're about to be entertained by some of the biggest names in show business. For the next hour and 30 minutes, this program will present in person such bright stars as...
Ray Bolger.
Jerry Cooper.
Delta Rhythm Boys.
Danny Kaye.
Maxie Rosenblum.
Rudy Vallee.
Julie Wilson.
Meredith Wilson.
And my name, darling, is Tallulah Bankhead.
The National Broadcasting Company presents The Big Show.
The Little in America, the curtains of America, we're going to see a parlor full of stars.
The Big Show. 90 minutes with the most scintillating personalities in the entertainment world. Brought to you this Sunday and every Sunday at the same time as the Sunday feature of NBC's All-Star Festival. And here is your hostess, the glamorous, unpredictable Tallulah Bankhead.
Well, darling, this is the one big show that I've been waiting for all season. Did you get a load of all those wonderful men NBC lined up for me? I got half of mine not to take the money this week. That's the half I'm sending to a psychoanalyst. Well, I was the only woman on this show, and so at the last moment, some smart aleck booked in that gorgeous gal, Julie Wilson, to sing. Until then, it was a wonderful week. Rehearsing with all the divine men, holding hands, going out to dinner and holding hands, dancing with them and holding them off. Of course, I expect my check this week to be practically all withholding. But, you know, men, towards the end of the week, they became almost unmanageable. Kissing and hugging and really acting disgustingly. Honestly, I don't see how that Julie Wilson can stand it. Men, they're all alike.
Not me, Miss Bankhead. I ain't alike.
Lapsy Maxy Rosenblum. Now, Maxy, you haven't forsaken me for Julie Wilson.
I don't think so. What does forsaken mean?
Well, I mean, you haven't given me up for Julie.
Ah, no. I don't go out of my class. You're more my weight.
Look, Rosenblum, don't start any fights with me. Oh, by the way, how many fights did you have in your career?
418.
Any of them with men?
Yeah, some of them.
Well, I've been on this program only 12 weeks, and believe me, darling, I've had more fights than that.
Well, you ain't gonna fight with me. I'm not fighting no more.
Well, now that you're out of the fight game, Maxie, what are you doing with yourself?
Well, I have been playing nightclubs. I've just been down in Baltimore. Oh, I'd go over very big with them Baltimoreans.
Well, what do you do to divert your cafe clientele?
What?
Well, Maxie, I know that you'll pardon me, and I mean no offense, but I notice that you talk rather peculiarly. I mean, did you ever get hit hard in the nose at the boxing gloves?
Yeah, that's right. It's still up there.
Well, darling, I would have given anything to have seen you in one of your fights. What was your best punch, Maxie?
Well, I used to have a left jab and a right hook. I used to call it my Sunday punch.
Oh, did you win many fights with your Sunday punch?
They never let me fight on Sundays.
Well, of course not, darling. That's my night. But tell me, Maxie, I'm a little confused. Now, are you the one who was involved with that long count in Chicago?
No, but once I was mixed up with a short countess in Detroit.
Ah, a romance, Maxie?
No, I boxed her.
Well, the fight game must be pretty tough in spite of the big money you can make.
Yeah, and it's worse today. Today, prices are so high, years ago you could get a piece of steak for 20 cents and put it on one eye and get another piece of steak for the other eye for 20 cents.
And that's how you got your 20-20 vision?
What?
Maxie, why do you keep saying what all the time?
Listen, Tallulah. When I get a hold of a one-syllable word, I really use it.
I'll throw the towel in for the moment, Maxie. I'll see you later, darling, but right now, I might as well get this over with. Ladies and gentlemen, as much as I hate to admit it, one of the most beautiful and talented song stylists who will sing For Every Man There's a Woman, Miss Julie Wilson, accompanied by Meredith Wilson and his... Oh, so that's how she got on this show. Say, sister, say. For every man, there's a woman. For every life, there's a plan. And wise men know it was ever so since the world began. Princess, for every Joe, there's a Joan, and if you wait, you will meet the maid, one for you alone, happy to be your own. That was a beautiful song, and you sang it beautifully. And you must come and see us again some year. Now, ladies and gentlemen...
Oh, just a minute, Tallulah. If you don't mind, I have a date with somebody, and I'd like to wait until he's finished with his part of the show.
Well, darling, why don't you go home, and I'll have him telephone you off the show. Which one is it?
Rudy Valley.
All right, I'll have him megaphone you. Now, why don't you get into the rest of that dress and go on home, darling? On this show for one glamorous woman.
Yes, I know. So I'll wait.
Look, Julie, it is quite obvious that the only reason you're on this show is because you happen to be related to Meredith Wilson.
But we're not related. Meredith spells Wilson with two L's. I spell my name with one L.
Well, you got the L out of that once. Why don't you do it again?
Well, I've been looking for you, Miss Wilson. I hope I haven't kept you waiting.
Ah, Rudy Valley. It's so nice seeing you again, darling. I've just
been... Excuse me, madam. Miss Wilson. As per our telephone conversation Saturday, January 27th, when I called you person-to-person, evening rate, from the Sheraton Biltmore Hotel in Providence, Rhode Island, where I'm currently appearing, this is to confirm our dinner engagement for this evening.
New paragraph.
May I recommend several restaurants for your consideration? The Hollywood Brown Derby, the McFadden Deauville, Miami Beach, or if you prefer someplace closer... Child.
Choice of one, no substitution.
Child. Why child?
Why not child? I've been eating in child for a long time. I'm a man of habit. When I find something that pleases me, I stick with it. I've been with the same barber for 15 years. I've been with the same tailor for 21 years. As far as restaurants go, for the past 18 years, I've been with Child.
Congratulations. Have a cigar.
Well, all right, Rudy. Any place you say is all right with me.
Obviously.
Look, Sporty. What happened to that dinner engagement we had for tonight?
We had no dinner engagement, Miss Bankhead.
Well, obviously, you didn't read your contract. If you will hold your contract up and light a match back of clause 7...
I never see the contracts. My lawyers take care of that. Appleby, Cranshaw, Bates, and Walsh. If you care to have dinner with them, you...
Choice of one again, huh?
What's the matter, Tallulah? This guy making trouble for you?
We had a dinner engagement match here. Now he's suddenly decided to take out Julie.
Oh, yeah? Listen, you can't do that to Tallulah. I'll tell you apart. I'll beat your brains out. If I had any. I'll tear you to pieces and don't think I can't do it.
Well, stop shaking your fist at me. I didn't do anything. It's Rudy Valley.
Oh, excuse me.
I'm the culprit.
What?
Culprit, that's why. And I'd advise you not to engage in fisticuffs. While in college, I was boxing champion of the campus.
Yeah, I've been on a campus myself. But if you're going to break the state with Tallulah, you got to fight me.
That a boy, champ. Isn't it wonderful? Two men fighting over me.
I warn you, sir, if you insist upon this vulgar display of brute strength, I shall defend myself to the last ditch. I shall give two for every one I receive. I shall fight valiantly without compassion. And even though I shall be destroyed and ground to ashes like Phoenix, I shall arise from these ashes for all to see the truth, though crushed to earth, will rise again.
Hey, what are you doing? Fighting me or acting me?
That's telling him, champ. Now, let's get the fight started.
We shall fight Marcus of Queensbury.
Two of us against one dame? Yeah, that sounds fair.
Very well, here we go. Defend yourself.
Don't worry about me. I'll take care of myself. You just take care of yourself.
I can take care of myself.
Well, I can take care of myself.
I can take care of myself as well as you can take care of yourself.
Well, just so you'll take care of yourself.
I'll take care of myself.
Okay, take care of yourself. I'll be seeing you.
Look, Joe. Feel, Joe. And that certainly was the dullest fight I ever saw.
I'm sorry I lost my temper, Tallulah. When aroused, I'm like some magnificent savage jungle beast.
Well, music has charms, they say. So how about soothing yourself with some music, darling?
Yes, I'd like to sing a song with lyrics by Milton Berle. You took me out of this world when you took me in your arms.
Well, soothe yourself. Rudy, darling, you certainly stirred up fond memories. As I was listening to that beautiful, familiar nose of yours, I mean voice of yours.
Now, Tallulah, I'll take it from anybody else, but don't tell me that you heard me sing as a little girl.
Oh, did you sing as a little girl, darling? Oh, well, you must tell me about that sometime. But you know what I was thinking as I listened to you sing just now? I was thinking, this is the man who practically started radio.
That's strange. I was thinking, this is the woman who's finishing it off.
Being the actress I am, I continue quite casually. Rudy, I was thinking of those days in radio when everything was new and exciting, and how you played such a big part in making it so. You don't know it, darling, but I was really one of your most ardent fans.
Really?
When you left radio, and as time went on, everything seemed to have gone flat. I miss so much hearing you sing, "My time is your time. Your time is my time."
Yes, time has certainly gone flat.
I missed a single program you ever did, Rudy.
Well, thank you, and I don't think I missed a single play you ever did, Tallulah.
And I followed your career avidly for years.
Thank you, and I followed your career avidly for years.
And here you are today, just as youthful and handsome as ever.
Thank you, and I don't think I missed a single play you ever did.
Look, Valley, why don't you get lost? Go on television, for instance.
As a matter of fact, I've been thinking the television might be pretty good for my talent.
Yes, I suppose so, if your talents happen to be wrestling. All I've ever seen on television is wrestling and more wrestling. Now, that's not theater. At least not the theater I knew when I first came to New York. Darling, did I ever tell you about the first day I came to New York to go on the stage?
Yes.
It was a warm summer day. I remember it was a Monday. I decided I was going to conquer Broadway if it took me the whole day. I was 16 years old, darling. And that was the very first year I was 16. Oh, what a lovely age, 16 years. There I was, fresh from a little town in Alabama, and really pretty nervous about the whole thing. Well, I walked into the producer's office and was stopped cold by his secretary. Hello, sugar. I'd like to see Mr. Bradley. No, just a friendly visit. Is he in, sugar? He's what? Busy today auditioning actors for a play. Well, now, I declare you. You know what, sugar? While I'm here being friendly, I might as well audition for the play myself. Tomorrow? Well, why should I come back tomorrow? No, I haven't got a sore throat today. Now, you just tell Mr. Bradley I'm here, will you, sugar? My name? Tallulah Bankhead. What do you mean, is that the best I can make up? Now, look here. Down where I come from, the name Bankhead is respected and revered. While we Bankheads fought in the war between the states, the history of the South is filled with the deeds of the Bankhead. What? Yes, I know the war is over, but you don't have to take it out on me just because we won. And don't think you can just sit there and talk to me just because you keep calling me darling. Oh, you do? To everybody? Well, now, that sounds real nice for a Yankee. Now, you just tell Mr. Bradley I'm here. Now, you just tell him Sugar is here. He'll remember. No, not Miss Sugar. Honestly, you Northerners seem to talk crazy. Now, you just pick up that phone, honey, and you just tell him I want to see him. No, I did not say I fought in the Civil War. It was the war between the states. And I did not fight in that one either. Now, don't you free talk me with that darling. I'm going in there myself, and don't you try and stop me, darling, just me, darling, that. I never heard so many darlings, that silly noise and cursing. Why, hello, Mr. Bradley, darling. Well, I told you remember me, darling. Don't you remember you in Alabama, Montgomery, darling? I came backstage to see you, and we talked about my going to the theater, and we discussed the beautiful South and Robert E. Lee. No, I am not Robert Montgomery. Well, darling, I just thought I'd drop in and audition for your play, sugar. I mean, darling, experience? What do you mean by that crap? Oh, have I been on stage before? Well, not exactly on the stage, darling, but I've been quite active in the little plays you put on for charity downtown. Well, I've always been in charge of selling tickets in the booths. Well, I've always wanted to be in the plays, but the girl said I made such a nice appearance in the booze. No, I did not say that I appeared with booze. Now, you look here, Mr. Bradley. Now, listen, honey. I think it'd be real cozy if you took a personal interest in little old me. I'm here all alone in this big city, and I just think you're just a man to... Please, Mr. Bradley. Why, no, Mr. Bradley, you misunderstood. Why, Mr. Bradley. Oh, you're hurting my arm. Oh, now let go. Now, one of us is going to get hurt. Now, Mr. Bradley, I'm warning you. Take your sweaty paws off me. Oh, I'm so sorry, Mr. Bradley. Did I hurt you, darling? What? No, I would not be interested in making it two falls out of three.
Well. Well, Tallulah.
Yes, darling?
I see you're still wrestling with show business.
Ah, Ray Bolger, my darling. Ladies and gentlemen, you are now in for a real treat. Here beside me now is Broadway's most sensational dancing comedian, who for the past 3 years has danced, sung, and clowned his way into the hearts of every New Yorker who has seen Where's Charlie.
Opening again at the Broadway Theater.
Opening again at the Broadway Theater.
53rd and Broadway.
53rd and Broadway.
Tomorrow night, the 29th of January.
Tomorrow night, the 29th of January.
And I personally am buying 50 tickets for the opening.
And I personally am getting in on the part. After a commercial like that, I should.
You can be my guest, Tallulah. Thanks for the use of your microphone to plug Where's Charlie. And good night, darling.
Oh, no, you don't, Ray. Now, you're not getting off that easily. We have a lot for you to do on this show, but the first thing I want you to do is that wonderful song, Amy. Well, you ask the audience to sing along with you?
Well, I never ask the audience to sing. You see, they love Amy as much as I do. That's why they sing. Do you think your audience will sing along with me?
Oh, will they sing? They've been listening to me sing for 12 weeks. They're dying to get back at me. Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only Ray Bolger with Meredith Wilson's orchestra in Once in Love with Amy.
Once in love with Amy, always in love with Amy, ever and ever fascinated by her, set your heart afire to stay. Once you're kissed by Amy, tear up your lips, it's Amy. Fly her with bonbons, poetry, and flowers. Moon a million hours away. You might be quite the fickle-hearted rover, so carefree and bold. Who loves a girl and later thinks it over, then just quit cold. I'm the one in love with Amy. Always in love with Amy. Ever and ever, sweetly you romance. Trouble is, the answer will be. Amy'd rather stay in love with me. Once you're kissed by Amy, tear up your list, it's Amy. Fly her with bonbons, poetry and flowers, moon a million hours away.
One. Your kiss. My name. Terrible, Mr. Davis.
Be quite the fickle-hearted rover, so carefree and bold, who loves a girl and later thinks it over, then just quit. Come. Everybody sing.
One in love with a
and his orchestra, and we'll be back in a moment just as soon as I ring my chime. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.
The Big Show. This is the National Broadcasting Company Sunday Extravaganza with the most scintillating personalities in show business. The Big Show, the Sunday night feature of NBC's All-Star Festival, is brought to you by RCA Victor, world leader in radio, first in recorded music, first in television, and by the makers of Anacin for fast relief from the pain of headaches, neuritis, and neuralgia. The big stars in this program are Ray Bolger, Gary Cooper, Danny Kaye, the Delta Rhythm Boys, Maxie Rosenblum, Rudy Valley, Julie Wilson, Meredith Wilson and the Big Show Orchestra and Chorus, and every week, your hostess, the glamorous, unpredictable Tallulah Bankhead.
I want to say first, thank you for the wonderful thousands of letters you've been writing. I thank you, and especially my maid thanks you. Because of the wonderful mail you've been sending, she doesn't have to write all those fan letters to me anymore. But in recent weeks, the mail has been particularly big. But NBC has never let me see any of it. So I sent them a very sharp note saying that I'd like to see some of that big mail. Well, this week, they sent me some of the biggest mail you ever saw. Gary Cooper, Maxie Rosenblum, Rita Vanny, Ray Bolger, the Delta Rhythm Boys, and Danny Kaye. I mentioned Danny Kaye last because I want to introduce him first. Danny Kaye! Well, Danny, darling, let's get it over with. I suppose you come on the show to plug something you're going to do, a picture, a show, whatever it is. Let's get it over with right away.
Oh, no, 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 not me, Tallulah. I'm not plugging anything. I'm here on a 2 weeks quiet vacation.
Oh, no plugs. Well, darling, that's nice for a change. But where are you spending your quiet vacation in New York?
On the stage of the Roxy Theater, 4 shows a day starting this Wednesday.
My pretty country around the Roxy. And I'm sure things will be very quiet while you're there.
Well, if they're not, I can always come here and sleep Sunday night.
Dear boy.
You know, your audience here is so well behaved, Tallulah, at the Roxy. You know, they keep moving around all the time, kids wandering up and down the aisle, always. I asked one of those little kids one day, I said, hey, Sonny, where are you going?
Never mind where the kid was going.
Mm. And he told me.
Ah, you're at living, Danny. Now,
no,
where are you
here.
Going after you finish at that club, scissor?
I'm going back to England.
London, Danny.
Naturally. But I shan't be able to go until my New York tailor finishes some suits for me, see? You see, I have an appointment with my tailors in London before I open at the Palladium over there.
Yeah, but I don't understand, Danny. Why do you have any suits made here? Have you had any made in England, my dear?
Good heavens, are you serious? That's rather ridiculous at the moment. I couldn't possibly walk into my tailor's in London looking as though I needed a new suit.
I know exactly what you mean, darling. As a matter of fact, I always clean my apartment before the maid comes in to clean up.
Oh, that's a frightfully good witticism. You see, this is rather jolly South girl.
Watch it, Buster.
Well, I'm terribly sorry, old girl.
And watch that, too.
I beg your pardon, so sorry, old boy. Lost my head, you know, carried away and all that sort of thing. Deeply sorry. I'm very desperately sorry. Carry on, my dear.
No, thank you. Now, Danny, tell me.
I say, sorry. I had a little left over, you know. Sense of humor always gets the best of me. What?
Now, Danny, that's a wonderful English accent, especially good for a boy who was born and raised right here in New York.
Watch your language, Cupid. Why are you in New York? It's Brooklyn.
Oh, you come from Brooklyn?
So I come from Brooklyn, born on the corner of Abraham and Strauss. Do you know Brooklyn? Bushwickie Avenue? The Calvary Avenue? Brighton Beach? You ever been to Brooklyn?
Well, I've been thinking of getting up a safari any day now.
What kind of safari? Why don't you take a subway?
I would rather drive.
What kind of drive? You take the IRT or the BMT?
I'd rather take DDT.
Oh, a wise guy, huh? So don't come to Brooklyn. Who needs you? We got Ebbets Field, home of the Dodgers, where Bankhead is the name of a pitcher.
All right, Danny, let's get out of Brooklyn and back to the Giants. Flip that in. While you were in England, did you stay in London or did you visit the continent too?
Oh, je les parents sauteurs, les plaires en fleurs.
Oh, how nice. You visited Spain.
No, that is not Spain. It is La Belle France. Paris. Gay Paris. I met there so many of my French friends who I have known for love for so many years. Jean Sablon, Jean Gabin, Georges Carpentier, Lucien Boyer, Charles Trenet, and Sugar Ray Robinson. And my very good friend, Maurice Chevalier.
Oh, yes, yes, Maurice. How is Maurice? Keeping a stiff lower lip, I suppose.
Oh, he's doing very well. I hear from him quite often. He sends me long letters in French. I would be much happier with a postcard. But while I was there, I sang for him a song called On the Riviera, which is from my new 20th century Fox Technicolor picture of the same name.
Blugs.
But I would like to sing it for you. May I?
Maybe.
No, I will sing it myself. I have heard you sing before, monsieur. chef d'orchestre, donnez-moi un downbeat. Sylvia, play. If you look, you see the people from Paris playing on the Riviera. When there's ice and snow, it's nice to need to go where the moon, clair de lune, is clearer. All the girls are gay and they parle français anytime, any place, anywhere. If you want another kiss, but you don't think that you should, on the Riviera, oh, you would if you're just out to bust out and see what life can give. The place to live is the Riviera. You know, I remember when I was a little boy, my father always told me the best place to go.
Riviera.
Yes. Well, I remember I was no more than 5 years old, and he said to me, really, André,
Riviera.
One
place.
Oui, all the girls are gay, and they parle français anytime, any place, anywhere. If today you have a million and tomorrow you're broke, on the Riviera. If you're just out to bust out and see what life can give, the place to live is the Riviera.
Here's a word from RCA Victor. For you people who are buying television now, that word is combination. Yes, an RCA Victor combination, which brings you AM and FM radio, recorded music in all three speeds, and famous RCA Victor million-proof television. Now you can have all these in one beautiful cabinet for one beautiful price. Ask your RCA Victor dealer to introduce you to the kingly RCA Victor combination, the Rutland. With its doors closed, the Rutland looks like a furniture masterpiece straight out of the 18th century. With its doors open, it is like an electronic masterpiece straight out of the 21st century. So superb are its RCA Victor features. AM and FM radio, two automatic record changers, play all record speeds, and exciting RCA Victor million-proof television proved in well over a million American homes. Yet all these great instruments combined actually cost you much less than comparable console instruments would cost separately. Yes, with an RCA Victor Rutland, wonders never cease. But go on pouring out show after show, record after record, not just for one person, but for the whole family.
It is now time, darling, for us to pay our respects to that very tall, very handsome, very distinguished caller from the West, Mr. Gary Cooper. Gary and I are privileged to play for you tonight on the big show some scenes from an enduring American classic, Ernest Hemingway's famed novel, Farewell to Arms. Story of another time, of another world conflagration, of two people who meet, who love, who lose their war. This is the story of Frederick Henry, an American ambulance driver attached to the Italian army, and Catherine Barclay, an English nurse. Our story opens in the place where it ends, a cafe, Lausanne, Switzerland, fall 1918.
Monsieur said he would have the Italian wine.
Yes.
Chianti, all we have, but a good vintage, monsieur.
Just leave it.
Yes. Oh, you are very wet. Shall I hang up your coat?
No.
Perhaps a little cheese with the wine?
No, nothing.
An unseasonable storm, but the rain will surely turn to snow. Freakish thing to hear thunder this late in the season.
Thunder? I thought it was gunfire.
Oh, well, Monsieur knows. Monsieur was in the war, perhaps?
Yes, Monsieur was in the war.
One hears much talk, one almost dares to believe, this time, that there might be peace.
Have you more of this Chianti?
Yes.
Good.
Monsieur, forgive me, but the dear ones of the hospital, the good wife, the baby, they are well?
Dead. Both dead. All dead.
Oh, Monsieur. Monsieur, but what is there to say?
Just go away. Watch the wine. When it's gone, bring one. There was thunder the night I met Catherine. Very seasonable thunder of guns up at the mountains where the Austrians were.
It would really be quite romantic, this old garden, the new moon shining, but the guns.
They're not bad when you get used to them.
You know, I think it's quite odd, you're an American in the Italian army.
Well, it's not really the army, it's only the ambulance corps.
I think it odd, though.
It was no odder than me finding you here, a British, a beautiful English girl, posing as a nurse.
A little rough, but just a pose.
I guess it is at that.
Well, I shouldn't be sitting out here with you. I'd better be getting back to the hospital. The head nurse will be looking for me.
Don't go. There might be an offensive start at any moment. Then I'd have to go. I might never see you again.
I'll stay a little while longer. We really are quite close to the front, aren't we?
Yes.
Do you suppose this war will go on always?
No.
What's to stop it?
It'll crack somewhere.
I wonder what peace will be like.
It could be you, me. But let's drop the war.
That'll be very hard. There's no place to drop it.
Well, let's drop it anyway.
All right. No, please, don't do that. No, please, don't do that. Don't.
I only want to kiss you. I apologize, Miss Barclay.
I'm so sorry, really. I felt I had a certain thought.
Well, you were quite right, Nurse Barclay. But you are very beautiful, and I am only lonely.
You don't need to say a lot of nonsense. I said I was sorry.
Well, I'm not. I enjoyed kissing you.
But we do get along.
And we have got away from the war.
You are sweet.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are. You're a dear. I'd be glad to kiss you, if you don't mind.
Yes, ma'am. Oh, Catherine.
Oh, my dear.
I don't think I can bear to let you go now.
Hold me tight. Oh, my darling. I was afraid of you.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
You know, it doesn't really take time, does it? Just a moment. A moment. That's bigger than eternity.
Yes.
Oh, darling, you will be good to me, won't you?
Hmm?
You will, won't you? Because we're going to have a strange life. A very strange life.
You were right, Catherine. It was strange and wonderful. And terrible, too. Wars have a way of getting out of hand. Our quiet, nice, orderly little war was in the mountains, blew up in our faces. Suddenly there was a lot of movement, a lot of tension, and we were ordered up. I knew something big was simmering, and I couldn't go without seeing Catherine. I had that last time feeling. Miss Barclay, please. Oh, don't bother. Thank you. There she is. Miss Barclay!
Frederick, what's the matter? What is it?
I had to see you. My driver's waiting outside. Something is brewing up in the hills, something big.
We've heard nothing but rumors all day.
Well, this is no place to say what I want to say, Catherine.
I know, darling, I know. But you'll be back. Tomorrow night?
Sure.
Here, darling, I've something for you. It's a St. Anthony.
You're not a Catholic, are you?
No, but, well, they say that a St. Anthony is very useful.
Well, I'll take care of him for you. Catherine, isn't there some place, any place at all except this busy foyer?
Well, there's a balcony there outside the windows, but it's raining so hard.
We won't melt. Come on. Well?
Oh, darling.
I don't know where this little adventure up there is going to finish, Catherine. If things get unstuck, where will I find you?
Milan. Milan, there's talk of moving us to Milan, Frederick. Nothing's going to happen.
It won't.
Nothing must happen to you.
It won't. Come on. Let's drop the war.
Right. It's dark. Look at it rain.
Yeah.
And you'll always love me, won't you?
Of course.
And the rain won't make any difference.
No.
That's because I'm afraid of the rain.
Why?
I've always been afraid of the rain.
Nonsense, it's part of the war.
I like walking in it. But it's hard to make love in the rain.
Oh, no, no. Not if you try real hard, Catherine. I'll love you always.
And the rain, the snow, the hail.
Always.
And I'll love you, no matter how it is.
You're really not afraid of the rain, are you?
Not when I'm with you.
Why are you afraid of it?
I don't know. I don't know.
Tell me. Come on, tell me.
All right. I'm afraid of the rain because sometimes I see me dead in it.
No.
And sometimes I see you dead in it.
Well, that's more likely.
But I'm not afraid of the rain. I'm not. I wish I were.
That's it. My boys want to move along. Chin up, Captain. Remember, I have St. Anthony to see me through, and don't forget. If anything does go badly, I'll see you in Milan.
Yes, my darling. I'll be waiting. In Milan.
Saying, monsieur?
What? What was I saying?
It sounded like Caporetto.
Did it?
The wine is gone. I bought more.
Okay. Sounded like Caporetto. What could sound like Caporetto but another retreat? Scared men cursing, wounded men screaming, dead men getting in the way. Something went bad, all right. It was very bad at Caporetto. Catherine, I'll never know exactly how I got through to you in Milan, but this much I knew. For you and me, the war was over. It was time for us to bid farewell to arms.
Frederick, oh, my darling.
We haven't much time, Catherine.
Oh, thank God you're alive. Oh, Frederick, let me look at you, darling. Oh, you do look badly. But you're not wearing a uniform.
No.
But if they catch you?
They won't. You don't expect us to go on with the war after the letter you wrote me?
Oh. Are you unhappy? Are you angry with me?
Angry? I'm going to be the proudest father in the world.
I wouldn't mind going it alone. I'll get along somehow. For you, darling.
No, you won't. You'll never walk alone again.
But they'll be looking for you, won't they? I mean, won't they arrest you?
No, they'll probably shoot me.
Then we'll not stay here. We'll get out of the country.
Yes. Switzerland is down the lake. We're going there.
That'll be lovely. You don't appreciate what a fine wife you have. I don't care. I'll get you some place where they can't arrest you, and then we'll have a lovely time. They're here.
No, that's Emilio. He's going to row us across the lake.
And this Tom?
Will you take a chance?
Of course. I'm ready if you are.
Well, let's go. Everything is going to be all right. We Henrys are going to sign their own treaty of peace.
I do not wish to intrude, but it tears at me inside to have to watch you. Just sitting there hour after hour, drinking, and feeling nothing of the wine. Please. You said the wife and the child. Please, it is not good to sit alone like this. Perhaps if you would talk, if you would confide in me.
It was raining like this when I got her to the hospital. Rained all day. All night. And it rained when the baby was born. When it died. And it rained hour after hour as I waited for them to let me into her. It rained as it did the first time she told me that she saw death in the rain. And it rained as I stood by the bed and held her hand in my own.
Poor darling. Poor darling.
You're all right, Catherine. You're going to be all right.
The baby. The baby's gone. Isn't he?
Yes, Catherine. But you're going to be all right.
I'm going to die. I hate it.
You're going to be all right. I knew it.
I meant to write you a letter. To have it really happen. But I didn't do it.
You mustn't talk so much.
Oh, I'm not afraid. I just hate it so.
Please, darling.
All right. Just hold my hand. Hard. You won't feel the same way about another girl. You won't say the same things.
Never.
I want you to have girls, though.
I don't want them.
Don't be lonely. I'll come. I'll be with you tonight. Don't stop it, darling. Don't cry. You mustn't cry. I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid. It's just such a dirty trick.
Catherine. Oh, Catherine.
We will share this new bottle of wine, monsieur.
Huh? Yes. Good. What has happened?
Happened? Or oh, the storm passed over.
I mean that. The bell.
Oh, that's the church bell. They're ringing it because it's come.
What?
Peace, monsieur.
Peace? No. No. For me, there is no peace.
If you would like to know a quick, easy way to ease the pain of a headache, neuritis, or neuralgia, then by all means, try Anacin. Your own dentist or physician may at one time or another have handed you an envelope containing Anacin tablets. Then you already know how incredibly fast and effectively Anacin brings relief. Anacin is like a doctor's prescription. That is, Anacin contains not just one, but a combination of medically proven active ingredients. For your own sake, try Anacin. Anacin is sold to you on this guarantee. If the first few tablets do not give you all the relief you want as fast as you want it, you may return the unused portion and your money will be refunded. You can get Anacin tablets at any drug counter. Anacin comes in handy boxes of 12 and 30 tablets and economical family-sized bottles of 50 and 100.
Oh, Gary Cooper, darling, come over here. You're so divine, darling. I'd like to talk to you a little.
Well, but before you do, Tallulah.
Yes, sir.
I want to say that this portion of the program is brought to you by RCA Victor, world leader in radio, first in recorded music, first in television, and by the makers of Anacin for fast relief from pain of headache, neuritis, and neuralgia. And now it's time for you to ring your chime, Tallulah.
That's right, Ed, darling. We'll have our little chat in a moment, Gary. And after that, Danny Kaye has a surprise for the audience. Now, I'd like to ring my chimes, darling. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.
This is The Big Show, where Tallulah Bankhead is about to have a cozy chat with Gary Cooper.
Gary, darling. I want to congratulate you on your touching, moving, dramatic performance in Farewell to Arms a few moments ago. You know, people forget that you have appeared in a great variety of motion pictures and think of you only as the thoughtful and slow-talking Westerner. Well, you're not that way at all, are you, Gary?
Nope.
Of course not, darling, but that's Hollywood. You know, once you've played one part, that's the only part they think you can play. Now, for instance, take me. Now, since my first play, I've been typed as a high-strung, temperamental, excitable woman who screams at people at the top of her voice and can only say the most cutting, devastating things. But everyone knows I'm not that type at all. Why, I can be as sweet and gentle and lovable as June Allison. Hey, don't you think so, Gary, darling?
Yep.
Well, darling, I hate to rush you, but I think it would expedite matters a little if instead of saying yup and nope, you just nodded your head. Could you do that, darling?
Oh, Tallulah.
Yes, Ray Bolger.
After watching you and Gary in that dramatic sketch, I got to thinking. That looks like a pretty easy work compared to what I do. Dancing all the time, and I think there ought to be a place in, for me as a dramatic actor. Some people say I ought to stick to my dancing. You don't think so, do you?
Yep.
Wait a minute, Gary. What do you mean? Yep.
Well, that yep was just answering that question that Tallulah asked me. If I could nod my head.
Oh, I'm terribly sorry, Gary, darling. What was the answer?
Yep.
Now I've forgotten what the question was.
What do you think, Tallulah? Do you think I'll have to go on dancing for the rest of my life? I'm getting sick of dancing all the time. Coming home with my feet calloused and blistered. I'm like a change. Like sitting in a saddle.
The question was, could I nod my head?
No, yes, Gary, I remember now, but tell me, darling, what do you think about Ray? Do you think he could play a cowboy? Do you, darling, think he could play a cowboy?
Maybe.
Well, at least you didn't say no, Ray. That's encouraging, isn't it, darling?
Yep.
I could be rereading Gone with the Wind. Now tell me, Ray, have you had any experience playing Western Pop?
Well, I could learn. All it takes is... time.
Yeah, you could have learned it right there. Have you ever ridden a horse, a rope this steer, or broken a bronc?
Oh, I used to ride all the time down in South America.
Really? What country down there?
Down in,
There'll be a short pause for nation identification.
Argentina?
Well, it all sounds very easy to me. It sounds as if you're just both taking a lot of time.
Yeah. How much time can you take, Ray?
Oh, I can take as much time as the next fella.
Think so, Ray?
Yep.
This must be what they mean by the wide open spaces.
Oh, Tallulah.
Oh, yes, Judy Batty.
May I pause here a moment?
Yep.
Hi-ho, everybody. Hi, Gary. Ho, Ray. Hi.
Hi.
Here we go again.
Hello, fellas. Hi, Gary, Ray, Rudy.
Hi.
Hi.
A truck drove through that one.
Well, what's going on here, Tallulah?
What's going on here, Tallulah?
That was his line.
No.
Somebody forgot a yuck. What's going on here, Tallulah?
Why, nothing, honey child. Want to join us, Maxie Road and Blue?
Yeah. Hi, Gary, Ray, Rudy, Danny.
Hi.
Hi.
See you guys take a long count.
Oh, this has got to stop someplace. I wonder if the audience is still with us. Are you still with us, darling? Well, thanks for that. Well, now that I've got you all together, which one of you strong, silent men is taking me to dinner tonight? The next act, ladies and gentlemen, the famous Delta Rhythm Boys, singing one of their great record hits, the song they made famous, Dry Bones. Are you ready, darling?
Yep.
Wonderful boy. How'd you like that, Gary? Very good, Auntie darling. Danny Kaye, while we're waiting for Gary Cooper's answer, would you sing for us now?
I'll be glad to.
Oh, there's a wonderful song from one of your pictures. I'd love to hear it.
I'll be glad to.
It's the only favor I'll ever ask of you, darling. Please sing that song for me.
I'll be glad to.
This woman only listens when she's talking.
After all, we got you on this program to hear you sing. Why won't you?
I know this line backwards now. Too glad be I'll.
Well, I'll just never forget tonight I went to see you in that picture, Danny. How that audience applauded that song. Now, if you sing it on this show, it'll be just what we need at this point.
Look, no script. I'll be glad to.
Oh, Danny, I must tell you what happened the night I went to the movie theater to see your picture.
I'll be glad to.
Well, Danny, darling, you know, there was a double feature that night, and I came in during the other picture. Well, I don't know whether that other picture was an A picture or a B picture, but I'm sure if the Phoenicians had seen it, they would have invented a new letter. Well, I got so mad. But it was such a waste of time, darling. I was just burning up, and some callow usher came over to me and said, no smoking. Well, I could have just kicked. Only I couldn't find my shoes. So I said to him, why don't you beat it? So he said to me, madam, you're attracting attention. And I said, well, that's more than that picture up there is doing. So he called the manager. Only I knew he wasn't really the manager because he wasn't wearing a tuxedo. And this over-eager underling had the effrontery to say to me that he would have me ejected from the theater. Eject me from the theater. What? You can imagine what I told him. So, Danny, darling, would you sing the song for me now? I never got to see the picture.
I've been trying to sing it for 5 minutes.
Oh, you did? Oh, well, thank you, darling. It was just lovely listening to it.
But I didn't sing it yet.
Oh, you didn't? Well, sing it now, darling. We're waiting. This boy is so confused.
What you have to go through on this program is sing one little song. We had a song we did in a picture called The Inspector General, and it's rather an unusual story. This one's the story of an unsuccessful gypsy. And in the picture, I played the part of the unsuccessful... That's hard to say, you know. I played the gypsy who was unemployed.
Whisking through the whispering woods in a wild Romany pony with a yak-yak-yak and a yak-a-drock and a yak-a-drock-a-drone. Rides a gypsy. The gypsy, the gypsy, the gypsy,
the world thinks him tipsy and careless and free, but oh, the poor gypsy, his lot is not what it ought to be for. Night and day and day and night, there's a man that's sick of obeying with a whip in his hand. Over gypsy he stands, and this is what he is saying. Home, home, home. Play, gypsy, sing, gypsy, dance, gypsy, laugh, gypsy, cry, gypsy, live, gypsy, die, gypsy, drink. Gypsy. Drink to goodbyes and drink to hellos. Drink to the open, drink to the close. Drink to me only with thine eyes, and I will drink with my nose. And so we drink, but first we sing. Oh, I forgot, ladies and gentlemen, how can you sing a gypsy song without the gypsy chorus? That has never been done before in the history of gypsies. I would like to ask you all to do me a favor. Instead of you being the audience this evening, I would like you to be for me gypsies. So it's very simple, really. We divide the theater into three growls. One, two, three. Now, the first growl from here over. You see, when I make a beat, you sing for me like this. Zoom. Everybody with me, please. Growl.
gypsies. Everybody, put an earring in your ear and make me a nice zoom. Everybody with me, please. The center section here, up and down. When I make a beat, you sing for me like this. Stock, stock. Everybody with me? Very nice. This grub here, when I make a beat, you sing for me like this. Ha, ha, ha. Not yet, I will give you. Everybody with me? Thank you very much. Let me hear the stuff, stuff. Ha, ha, ha. You see, you zooms you. One big zoom. Everybody, please. Now we sing gypsy song. All right? How's that Sheraton all? Isn't that beautiful? Now we go to the top of the class a little bit. You see, I will sing how's that Sheraton all, and you will sing zoom. We chew the notes a little bit, all right? How's that Sheraton all? I like it. But well, what happened to the stuff? Please don't disappoint me, stockies. Let me have two nice stocks, please. I will have a very strong. Very loud. Very good. Yeah, Paul, yeah, I'll be good.
I didn't make it yet.
I have to wait till I give you the B.
Yeah, Paul, yeah, I'll be good.
You are late.
Yeah, Paul, yeah, I'll be good.
With me?
Pardon me, Palula, are you a zoom or a stop stop?
Yes, I now we all sing together. We go zoom, stop, stop. Zoom, stop, stop. Stop, stop, the late. Faster. Faster! Faster! Faster!
Fun, Daddy, darling. What a great performer. You're I adore
you. Thank you very much.
What's your shoving, Rosenblum?
Ah, fine. Oh. Ah, I forgot the line. Oh, yeah. Oh, Packhead.
What is it, Maxie?
I hate to appear hereditary. Sit down, just for a minute.
Oh, no, I got a line coming up here.
Oh, sorry. I hate to appear hereditary or subdued or bipsychological, but I got a feeling I've seen you someplace.
Well, naturally, darling, I've been the theater for some time.
No, no, you look exactly like a guy I fought in Milwaukee.
How did I do?
I was robbed.
Oh, you fight it with all the lights. When you lose your robbed, you're just a bum.
Please, Daddy, don't say that. I'm an artist, just like you are.
You're a bum.
I've been in the cinema.
You're a cinema bum.
You'll say that when you see my new picture. Skip along, Rosenblum.
No, Maxie, I'd like to see you in a fight with Joe Louis.
You don't like me, huh, Rudy?
I
certainly do like you. I'm willing to wager that if you ever got in a ring with Joe Louis, you could beat him.
I'll bet he can, too. I'll bet $100 he can.
I'll bet $100 on Maxie. How about you, Tulu?
No, not me. Joe Louis could knock him out over the telephone.
Not long distance.
I'll bet on Maxie. How about you, Gary? You want to bet on him?
Oh, don't bother Gary Cooper, darling. He's still working on that other question.
Well, we're all betting on Maxie. Who are we going to get to cover the bet?
Don't go to strangers. I'll take the whole bet myself.
And now we're about to hear a special chiffon arrangement that only Meredith Wilson can whip it up, the song Yesterday. And here is Meredith Wilson with the Big Show Orchestra and Chorus. Meredith, darling, if you please. Was as usual divine. But I want to speak to you on a very, very important subject, darling. Now, you come here a minute. Meredith Wilson.
Yes, Miss Bankhead.
Now, Meredith, you're in charge of deciding who gets to sing the songs on this show. Is that correct?
Well, sir, Miss Bankhead, I try to see that, you know, everybody who sings on the show gets a song to do.
Is that so?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's very interesting. Now, let me see. Rudy Vallee sang. Correct.
Check.
Julie Wilson sang.
Check.
Then Ray Bolger sang.
Check.
The Delta Rhythm Boys sang.
Check.
And Danny Kay sang twice. And I see he has another song coming up. Right?
Check.
So I'm going to sing my song right now. Correct? I knew that check would bounce.
Tallulah, I think you've got a legitimate beat.
Oh, don't.
I really do. And if they don't give you a song to do alone, I'll be glad to share my next song with you.
Oh, darling, that's very sweet of you.
Not
married it to music. Danny and I are sharing a song together. Separate checks, of course.
Yes, and separate keys, too, Meredith. How can you believe me when I said I love you when you know I've been a liar all my life?
You had that reputation, said you were you. I must have been insane to think you'd tell me the truth.
How can you believe me when I said we'd marry when you know I'd rather hang than have a wife?
I know you said I'll make you mine.
But who would know that you would go for that old line? How can you believe me when I said I love you when you know I've been a liar?
Nothing but a liar.
Nothing but a liar. All my doggone cheating lies.
You would love me all.
That's what I said.
And never would you be gone.
Talk to me, Lulu, talk to me.
Because you'd always be.
Oh, baby, you must be loony to trust a lower than low two-timer like me.
You said I'd have everything.
I would
be. A beautiful life.
You're really naive to ever believe a full of baloney phony like this. Now, wait a minute. I've got something on my mind. How about the time you went to Indiana?
I was lying. I was down in Alabama.
You said you had some business you had to complete.
Well, I was doing, I would be a cat to repeat.
And what about the evenings you were with your mother?
I was romping with another honey lamb.
To think you swore our love was real.
But baby, leave us not forget, I'm also a heel.
How can you believe me when I said I love you when you know I've been a lie? Nothing but a lie. Oh, my no, no good, good boy.
Does it for tonight, and I only want to say, oh.
Oh, Tallulah.
Yes, darling, Gary.
About that question, whether I like the Delta Rhythm Boys, I just want to say that I think they're one of the finest quartets it's been my pleasure to hear, and their rendition of that song was one of the most beautifully arranged and delightfully executed that I've ever heard in my.
Well, Gary, won't you please stop? You've done nothing all evening but talk. All through the show. I'm sorry, darling, but it's time now for me to tell our audience that I guess next week will be Fred Allen, Robert Cummings, Lorraine Day, Jimmy Durante, Leo DeRocher, Portland Hoffer, Judy Holliday, Frankie Lane, Jane Ficken, and others, and of course, our very own Meredith Wilson and his big show chorus and officer. Until then, may the good Lord bless and keep you. Whether near or far away, Julie.
May you find that long awaited golden day.
May your troubles all be small ones, and your fortune 10 times 10,
Maxie.
May the good Lord bless and keep you till we meet again, Danny.
May you walk with sunlight shining and a bluebird in every tree.
Meredith.
May there be a silver lining back of every cloud you see.
Rudy.
Fill your dreams with sweet tomorrows. Never mind what might have been.
Gary.
May the good Lord bless and keep you till we meet again.
The Delta Rhythm Boys.
May you long recall each rainbow, then you'll soon forget the rain.
good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again.
May the good Lord bless and keep you.
Good night, darling.
Coming up, Phil Harris and Alice Faye. Three Chimes Mean Good Times on NBC.